It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I've got Terry Yelonek from Active Reentry, and they have so many great things that they offer for the community. So many great, you know, classes and great groups and support groups and things like that. We like to bring her in every now and then and just kind of remind people what's going on out there and maybe talk about something new that maybe they have added that's going to make and enhance everybody's life here in our area that much better. Terry, thank you so much for joining us today.
Dave, thanks for having me.
Well, let's talk about how are things going at Active Reentry? You guys are always busy out there. You've got so many things that are going on. How are things going right now?
They're going so well. And Dave, I have to say, I think we're some of the most luckiest people in Carbon and Emery County because we get to work with some of the most wonderful individuals. So it's a joy for us to go to work and serve others on a daily basis.
It's very true because, you know, you have so many different groups and support groups and things that you do with different people in the community out there. Let's take some time and just kind of talk about a few of them and just, you know, maybe there are people out there that don't know what Active Reentry does.
Right. Let me just start by saying Active Reentry is a nonprofit organization which provides services and supports to individuals with disabilities. And that's individuals of all ages with all types of disabilities. So our whole premise is to give people the tools that they might need or the equipment they might need to become or remain as independent as possible living in their own homes and communities of their choosing. So we provide all kinds of supports and services, such as helping people get durable medical equipment, helping people get ramps if they need access in and out of their homes, helping people get scooters, teaching social and life skills classes, teaching cooking classes to youth and adults, whatever it might be. We have a youth group, a young adult group, and an adult group, and they're coming in constantly for different activities and different classes.
And one of the things that you guys offer, and you don't offer just the one, but you have a lot of support groups. And I know one that always comes to mind because I know that there are a lot of people in our area that, you know, that do this and that need, you know, someone else maybe to talk to. And that's your peer support group. And that's people that are basically, you know, taking care of a family member or a loved one. And you need someone to talk to, don't you, when you're doing these things?
You do. And that's actually, Dave, our caregiver support group. And providing care for loved ones who have a disability or an illness is a taxing job, a rewarding one, but it can be very taxing. So monthly we meet with individuals who are in that situation, caring for others. And we provide support. The group provides information, tips, and tricks on how they're dealing with their circumstances so that others can learn from them.
And that's one of the most important things. Like you said, you're sharing all these experiences and say, like, have you tried this? Or I tried this and it didn't work. And because sometimes people that get caught in that, and as you said, it's very rewarding and they're doing it because they love that person and they want to do it. But sometimes they get caught and they don't really know where to turn and they don't know who to talk to about these things.
That's true. And sometimes caregiving takes a toll on the caregiver physically and emotionally because they stop caring for themselves while they're caring for other people.
And that's very important too, to realize that, you know, you're not doing that person any good if you're not taking care of yourself.
Right. But that's tricky. It's hard because there's only so many hours in the day. So with this support group, we try to support one another and help every day get through the tasks that they're faced with.
And that is it just once
it's
a month?
It's once a month. The last Wednesday of the month at 1:30 at Active Reentry.
Out there on Fairgrounds Road. We'll talk more about that as well. And then you had, you brought up another one that was a shopping one.
We have a low vision support group also, which individuals who are losing their vision or have lost their vision, they also meet monthly. And through that group, it was determined that they had a need to have someone take them and assist them with their shopping. Riding the senior bus to shop wasn't adequate for them because they not only needed to be dropped off and picked up, but they need somebody to go in to the store and assist them. So we've started that bi-weekly for individuals with low vision or they've lost their vision, to go in and help them get their groceries or prescriptions, whatever it may be.
And that's another, once again, that's another section of our community that is, that needs the help. It truly does. As you said, the senior citizen bus is great.
It's wonderful.
And it takes them and drops them off and lets them go shopping and things like that. But if they can't, if they're having trouble seeing or if they can't see what they're buying, it doesn't really help that much.
And
it
takes time. And we don't always have the time, or maybe that organization doesn't have the time. But we do, because that's what we do, is serve individuals with disabilities and seniors as well. So both great programs, just meeting different needs a little differently.
Very much so, very much so. Now, if anybody is more interested in finding these programs, or if there's any programs that, you know, we talk all the time about Perky Travels, that's part of Active Reentry, and things like that. Are there a way that they can call out there and talk to you guys about different programs that you offer, or a website that they can go on and find all this information as well?
All of those things. You can find us at 10 South Fairgrounds Road. Just come in and talk with any one of our team members. They're great people. Or give us a call at 637-4950. Our website is www.arecil.org. And it's a great website to show all of the services and supports that we provide. And Dave, let me just add, we do what we do for no cost to the consumer. We do it for free.
And that's what I was going to say. You guys are a complete 501(c)(3), right?
Correct.
So if there are people out there that are interested, wanting to donate and, you know, give a little bit of help, if there's a business or an organization that wants to donate, this is a great worthwhile cause, because they touch so many in the community. And can they just reach you the same way as far as that if they're interested?
Absolutely. We just share the same phone number, 637-4950.
All right. Once again, we've been speaking with Terry Yelonek of Active Reentry on Fairgrounds Road. Lots of great programs for a lot of different people in our community. If you're interested or if you need the help, give them a call and they will take care of you. Terry, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks, Dave. We appreciate the time. Appreciate it.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.